worship. You deserve my praise.
Your will Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider.
Created to fear, but I was created just to worship you daily. So I'm gonna leave it all right here. Exalted Jesus.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening, family. Good evening. Hi. I'm your host tonight, this evening, Minister Terry, on the Exalting Jesus broadcast with Minister Sir Ryan, Pastor E, and the Now Network family and the Now Network listeners. Today, family, I'm going to be speaking to you on something that I have read that's dear to my heart, and it was out of the Book of Ruth. The Book of Ruth, the royal family of David, Joseph, and Jesus. The Book of Ruth tells us love and devotion to God. During that time in the Book of Ruth, famine there, Elimelech, he took his wife Naomi and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, and they were Ephraimites. They were from Bethlehem in the city of Judah. They went to Moab because of the great famine in the land. While in Moab, Naomi's two sons married Moabite women, the Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. And while they were there, Naomi lost her husband and her two sons. I've been researching to find out what happened to those sons. And then after that, Orpah, the one that was married to Chilion, she wanted to return to her homeland, to her family. But Ruth, she refused to leave her mother-in-law. And the two left Moab, and they went back to Bethlehem because the harvest was good, post the famine. Hallelujah. Ruth followed Naomi. When she followed Naomi, Ruth followed her in faith. She left her mother and her father and her homeland. She trusted in the Lord while she went with Naomi. Glory be to God. And while Ruth went back, she went. They had harvest. They had so much harvest and grain that was left over from the fertile land that was now in Judah. And while she was there, she met Boaz. And Boaz is a relative of Naomi's late husband, Elimelech. And he knew, Naomi knew that Boaz was a good man. She knew he was a good man. And she knew that Ruth had her faith in God, and Ruth was a faithful woman to God. And she stood by her mother-in-law's side, even after the death of her husband. And Boaz knew she was a Moabite woman from a different tribe. You have to read that Bible to know the different tribes where they were born and raised. But he advised her near his service. He made her feel comfortable in the field. He became her protector. And he provided her and her mother-in-law, Naomi, with the grain. Amen? And this was, family, just think, this was during a time they were just getting out of, as in the land, great famine. Naomi heard of this, and she knew Boaz to be a good man, and how faithful Ruth was to God, and the loss of her husband. Naomi wanted Ruth. She wanted Ruth to be happy. Ruth and Boaz married. Ruth and Boaz had a child, a child named Obed, father of Jesse, and father of Joseph, father of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the word of God. Glory be to God. The relevancy of Boaz and Ruth's story is always love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Amen. Send the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. And 6 tells us, Proverbs 6 tells us, 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. My God, family, this story, it touched my heart, because we know Proverbs 18:23 tells us, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Women, we don't go out looking. And men and women, when we pray to the Heavenly Father, the desires of our heart, we should be specific what we pray for, and definitely not settle for any and everything. Poor choices and wrong decisions. Ooh, glory be to God. This one took me back to Genesis 3:6, on the account of Adam and Eve. When she looked and seen that fruit looked so good, and she shared it with him. And we all know that story. What looks good, what smells good, what tastes good, what sounds good, may not be, I say again, family, may not be what God wants for you. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 tells us, control our bodies, abstain from sexual immorality. 1 Corinthians, sexually immorality. Every sin that a man and man woman that committed outside the body, sexual immorality sins against his own body. Amen. I lift my hand and I testify that I once was lost and guilty. We all have fallen short of God's glory, but there is no need to continue to fall short. Amen, family. Let us not perish for lack of knowledge, for lack of being disobedient and not following the word of God. Amen. Family, we must, I say we must, and I'm speaking to myself, pointing the finger at me. We must get our lives in order to follow the will of God, not our own wills, I tell you. I remember my mother saying, when we were younger, and even growing up through life, will a person, amen, respecting each other? When people are respecting each other, out of love, true love, unconditional love, the love they learn from God, they will be willing to do things decent and in order. Glory be to God. Be patient. Be patient until God sends you your mate. Ooh, hallelujah. Ruth exercised a lot of patience. She had a loss of her husband, and she wasn't patient. So I already believe the Lord sent Boaz to her. So there's a Boaz out there of your heart. There's a Boaz out there. Hallelujah. But I tell you, family, children, so many children are born out of wedlock, and they are being exposed to domestic violence. Yeah, this is where I'm going to, family. Amen. Proverbs 22:6 tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. He will not depart from it. Just train him up. But what are we teaching the children? See, mama's boyfriend or daddy's girlfriend or mama's husband, their father, or someone in the household, if they're seeing mistreat physically, emotionally, domestic violence comes in so many forms. If they're seeing this, if children are seeing this, what are we teaching them? If they're hearing negative talking, what are they hearing? We have to protect their eye gates and ear gates. Hallelujah. No profane words. If they're hearing this, what do we expect them to learn, family? Amen. Glory be to God. Children, hallelujah. And family, we must. I say we must. I'm included in that. We must renew our mind on what we think. What we think, speak, and do. Proverbs 23:7 tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, so is she, and so are the children. Child feels like beating is okay, and they're seeing that. What, they can't tell the difference. They're children. What will they do? What are we really, who are we really living to please? We should be living to please God, not ourselves and not man. When we're pleasing God, everything falls in order and decent earth. Glory be to God, I tell you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We should be pleasing God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is our priority. Family, the time is now. The time is now for repentance, our repentance of sin. The time is now for renewing our mind. Family, it takes place in the mind. Sin takes place in the mind. The mind controls what the mind causes the body to do. You know what you're thinking in your mind, just like, say we're driving. You're driving down the highway. Your mind had already told you you got to make that left turn. So it's already up in the mind before you put that blinker on. Amen, family? Renew your mind. There's a saying that goes, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, it is. A mind is something, an idle mind is the devil's playground. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Wake up in your mind. Be conscious, sober-minded, in good spirits. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Mind, minded, mindful, minding, mind, feeble-minded, high-minded, like-minded, and unminded, unmindful. That's 145 mentions of mind in the Word of God. Feeble-minded and unmindful. Ooh, that is not, got to look that up in the Word of God. Those are some of the things the Heavenly Father doesn't want us to focus on. Do not be feeble-minded. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Family, this month is October, Breast Cancer Awareness, Domestic Violence Awareness, Lupus Awareness. Those are three heavy hitters there. Family, you can Google domestic violence, or you can email me or message me through Facebook, and I will share you the statistics and the information I have on domestic violence. Physical, verbal. You can be deprived of some finances. Just say you're in a marriage and you're the only breadwinner. You can be deprived financial. So domestic violence is a sin. Anytime you are causing harm to another person, that's a sin against God. There's some statistics, family, I want to go over just a few. Three persons dead or murdered. They are, and the commandment, thou shalt not kill. Could be men or women. They didn't specify what. 38 million. Somewhere, some kind of domestic violence takes place with, intimate partners. 4,770,000 experience domestic violence yearly. This is yearly. Every minute, 20 people, whether it be men or women, are victims of intimate partner violence. What about it? 1 in 4 are severely violent occurrences. Children exposed. When they're exposed to domestic violence, there's an increase, especially in men, 3 to 4 times more likely to be a perpetrator themselves of domestic violence. Family, we have to break the chain. Destroy the yoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love one another. Hallelujah. Every 9 seconds, family, a woman is beat in USA. United States of America. Every 9 seconds, family, my God, I tell you, you can't even blink an eye and open the other one in there 9 seconds. A woman is beaten. And I'm quite sure, family, there's men that's been beaten too, but this is the stats on the women. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you, family, and these days, these are called intimate relationships, family. Get an increase of your increase your intimacy in your relationship with God. Renew your mind. Change the way you think. Hallelujah. Strengthen your relationship with Him. He strengthens you through His Word. Strengthen ourselves in His Word. Strengthen ourselves in prayer with the Heavenly Father. I tell you, family, God will give you the desires of your heart when they line up with His Word and His will and His way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Learn to love, starting with the beginning. God is love, and we all love that in Bible school. And love is God. And if we don't love God, we cannot love others and ourselves. I tell you, family, some people love themselves. Don't you love yourself before you love God? That is so unrighteous. Amen. Do not attempt any relationship, I tell you, until you have solidified your relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my Redeemer and my Savior. Yes, he saved me. He saved you and I on the cross. Hallelujah. He continues to save us daily. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anytime something comes up against you, go to the Word of God. Rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will flee. Praise, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Trust him, Lord. I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank God every day because he sent us the helper that never fails, never busy when you need him. You can call him anytime. Oh, thank you, Lord. I need you right now. Talk to him. Get on your knees. Hallelujah. Praise him now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Confess with your mouth, your tongue. Confess with that tongue that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you, family, God doesn't want us. He doesn't want us to give up. God doesn't give up on those who haven't given up on him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Family, domestic violence and the wisdom of God, they go hand in hand. I tell you, family, we can stop some of these shortcomings getting into the wisdom of God, the Word of God. Makes us make wiser decisions on things. We have a lot of choices, and sometimes we pick the wrong choice, but the Word of God, ask him to direct. Pray over it. Pray over it. If it's something that's not settling in with you, pray over it. He's there. He said he will never leave us. Do you believe? Do you trust him? Do you trust him as the source of everything? You can call on him in the middle of the night. I call on my wake. What a move, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to you. I tell you, family, I just wanted to share this today. I wanted to share because the story of the love, the faith that Ruth had, the love for God that she had, the virtue. She was a virtuous woman, lost her husband. She was devoted to God. It just shows us we have to follow the Word of God, trust in him and not lean on our own understanding. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Word. I thank you, Father, for the Word as I study and I pray and I meditate on your Word. Father God, I minister to myself. I minister to myself that I get an understanding that draws me nearer to you, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that everyone gets an understanding who you are. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, family. God bless you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this vessel on today. Thank you, Minister Terry, for bringing forth that word of knowledge and for your willingness to share with the people of God. I want to say something about that, too. While she's talking about the statistics of domestic violence, a lot of things happen that are not just in the world of unbelievers, but even in the homes of believers, and it's not talked about. It's swept under the rug, but God knows what goes on, and he will send a word, not just because it's October and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but even she mentioned lupus awareness. I did not know this was Lupus Awareness Month, but as I was in prayer the other night, I kept hearing the word lupus, and I believe that there are people that need the healing for this, and I believe that if you step up and ask for prayer, that God is going to bring healing to people in that particular disease, there's going to be certain healings that take place towards the very end of this year for specific diseases that I believe the Lord have shared with me. But lupus is one of those things that I'm praying for God to release a healing for. Now, when it comes to the domestic violence awareness, it's not always violence. It's not always against the physical form. The human person is three parts: body, soul, and spirit. Some people are inflicting wounds upon the soul of another person. The Bible says that Samson married Delilah, and in one particular place it says Delilah afflicted his soul daily, his soul. So she afflicted him by saying certain words to cause an offense in his inner man. So that's a violent act, because she was a Philistine woman, and she was against the God that had anointed this man. So violence takes place, and we have to, like she said, the wisdom of God, there's a way that God wants to give us the renewing of the mind. It's all tied together. The renewing of the mind is going to show us how to overcome the victimization and how to break certain things, because there are things that happen even in the household of faith, and people want to, you know, sweep it under the rug, or we're supposed to be holy, so we put on our game faces and we don't deal with the reality of things. But I just want to read a scripture, and then I'm going to get out of here. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 3, verse number 19, it says, "And the men of the city said unto Elisha, Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, and my Lord seeth, but the water is naught, and the ground is barren. And he said, Bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth into the spring of waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elisha, which he spoke." So what he did was he asked for something new. He said, "Bring me a new cruse," and he put salt in it, and he put that in the water. Sometimes God has to do a new thing, put a new thing in an old thing, and put some salt on it to bring forth some healing. May God bring forth healing to the souls, to the minds, to the bodies of the people of God through his wisdom, through his way, through his word, through his anointing, through his truth, as he begins to bring forth newness of mind, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. So we thank God for her ministering, being willing and obedient, and for bringing forth that understanding.
Yes, thank you, Minister Terry.
Amen. Thank you. Glory be to God. Minister Sir Ryan Pestery and the listeners, I wanted to share the hotline again, because like Minister Sir Ryan, you did in agreement too, it's not just physical, it's mental, verbal, it's so much to domestic violence. But there's
Before you share that, let me share something.
Okay.
Because you said a statistic.
Yes.
It really, I had to make it correct. Yes.
Yes.
Every day, one man is abused, but every day, a 1,000 women are abused. The ratio is not anywhere close to it, but it happens on both sides. I want you guys to really, and I wasn't going to promote tonight, but on the final Tuesday, no, we're going to do it on Real Talk. I'm sorry. The final Real Talk of this month, I got a brother coming on who lived, who experienced but overcame physical abuse in his household as the man. That's going to share the redemption side of it, but also the true side of it. It goes on both sides. And we don't want to take away from the 1 to 1,000 ratio. But we also want to say that it needs to be broken on all sides. Abuse, period. Yes, we are praying for lupus. My sister is a is a lupus survivor. Now, she still is affected by lupus, but I still call her a lupus survivor. This is the month.
Yeah.
But most of all, this is the most important month. You got breast cancer awareness, but that abuse thing, both sides, is something that we really need to learn to pray about and learn to really go before the Lord about that. That, because, you know, I know for me, let me just be transparent. I know whenever somebody tried to tell me about me and the things I was doing wrong, I always did it more because I was rebellious. And so I like to share that because it takes more prayer, more supplication, really, really get on the altar for something. And we have so many things that we should be praying about. Oh, my God, our country. But guess what? Don't get tired of praying. Don't get tired of praying. I've been calling out Minister Sarai, Minister Terry, for people to get involved with assignments. If you are ready for an assignment, I got a list of assignments. I need prayer warriors to pray just on the assignment. But don't complain when you don't like the assignment. But we need to learn to more pray more here on this network.
Amen.
So God bless you guys. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's another part of renewing our minds. It's not being conformed to the world, but being ye transformed. Yeah. Renewing of my mind means I change the way I thought it. Maybe I seen it this way yesterday. But the more time I spend with God, and I, ministers are right, I know you high-fiving me right now. The more time I spend with God, every time his word is like, wait a minute. I read that chapter so many times and it's flipped on me because the revelation is so divine because God is so awesome. And that is his word. It's an elevating word that you don't get dormant in. So I encourage everybody, pray more. As we exalt you, pray more. Ministers,
before we end this call, before we end this today, what is your sister's name? The one that we're going to believing for her to be completely healed of lupus.
Yes. Josette.
Father, in the name of Josette, in the name of Jesus, we lift her up right now before you, Father God.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Father, reminding you of the 39 stripes that went on your back when you put on human flesh. And we call out Josette's name, Lord God. Father, not for any glory of our own, but Father, that you will show that you are still a healer and still a miracle working God in this land, Lord God, and in this time. We speak to her right now and we command lupus to loose its grip off of her life completely. And we command lupus to be sent to a dry place.
Thank you.
And that she will experience the health and healing of God,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus. And that joy will spring up in her spirit when she recognizes and realizes her healing.
Right
Father
now.
Father God, we call it forth. We bind the spirit of doubt and unbelief. I bind the spirit of doubt and unbelief, and I speak to her healing. And
come
I command the joint and the bones and all of that to respond to the word of God. He said, by his stripes we are healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ.
And I got to say this. Now watch this. She doesn't know we're praying for her. But I guarantee you, in her home right now, that there is a leap in her spirit. She don't know where it's coming from. There is a sensation running through her body, through her bones, through her ligaments, through all of the joints. That is speaking freedom to her right now because of the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. I didn't ask for prayer for her. I just spoke her out there because I pray for her and I believe her. But watch the man of God come in and pray for her. She don't even know it, but I guarantee you, she is being affected right now by faith.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Not tomorrow, right now.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Ooh, glory be to God.
Jesus. Open up the line. Somebody need prayer? Somebody want a prayer? Somebody want to pray? Somebody want to preach for 1 minute? I wish we had enough. I wish we really could trust and had enough diligence to say, you know what? Let's open the lines up. Everybody preach for 1 minute, 60 seconds, and watch the word that goes. It's called tag team preaching. Dial one right now. We're going to bring you in. Hello, Wanda Gibson. How are you, woman of God? Bless you.
I'm blessed. How are you guys? This is a wonderful message today, but I just wanna say that how good God is, you know.
Oh, what?
He's just miraculous. I just say it's a miraculous thing that's going on right now. You know, today in my mind I was just going through and I was just saying, and I don't know that I was just going through because I don't know. I just ask, and I'm learning more and more to let the Lord talk to me. But see, I know, first of all, faith without work is dead. That just it. I know that can't nothing happen if I just sitting here, oh, yeah, Lord, going to bless me today, and it's going to be all right. It don't happen like that. I got to do some footwork. I can't have no pity party. And I've been having a pity party because sometimes when, hey, you know what? The devil, hey, and hey, twist, as you say, twist. He out of there. The devil, hey, he has control here. He has no control. He's been trying after I pray, and I pray diligently, wholeheartedly.
Yes.
I'm not perfect, but I pray. So after he go through far, I'm going to tell you what he tried to do to me. He went way to my auntie that's been my mama, my sister, whatever, and stirred up and stuff. I told him, hey, you a lie. And the truth ain't in you. You can get back because as long as I get the strength and wisdom, hey, you know what? I don't know how it come out of my mouth. I don't know what it do, but I know that the Lord, that God, he works. He works with me. He,
oh, my God.
He my healer. He my healer. I escaped cancer 2 times this year. Hey, and you know what? He's still trying to say, oh, no. Her throat ain't healed.
Hallelujah.
This guy is kind of scratchy now, but he alive. I left the cigarettes alone. I left everything alone, but he's alive, and the truth ain't in him. I just thank God for Jesus, and I just thank you. And I just
hallelujah. Glory.
Okay.
Shout out, my
love you, sister.
Minister Sarayan, would you pray for Wanda in her growth and in her acknowledgement of God working in her life?
I'm gonna pray with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I'm gonna pray with the Holy Spirit is ministering.
Do that,
Wanda. I don't know you. I've never heard you before, but God wants to give you an understanding. Father, I bless your name right now. Hallelujah. I thank you and I praise you, God, for the lifting up of her soul, God. Even now, Father. Yeah. Place your hand upon her, cover her, hide her,
Lord.
Shield her. And while you're shielding her, infuse her with great understanding. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
And when God is infusing you with more, it starts with you. You have to open up more. The Bible says, let this mind. See, you got to let it in. The more every day I'm just saying, God, please expand. I want to expand the territory that you just take over daily. And I hate to say it. It's less friends. You know what I'm saying? It's less people that I'm connected to. But I'm just saying, Lord, if I could just stay, take everything else away. And it's not me having to do anything to anyone. People show themselves. When you give it to God and say, can I stay? But I'll give everything else away. Oh, my God. And that changed me just last week. I've already seen, and I'm not trying to point out anything specific, but I've seen 5 things already drop off from me in less than 24 hours because I said, can I stay? Watch what you ask for. Watch what you ask for. But I want to stay, and nothing else matters. Make that your priority, Wanda. Make that your priority. Just say, I want to stay. Every time those other thoughts, every time those other situations arise, I know, Lord, I just want to say, you do what you do it. I already cast it on you, but I want to stay. Hashtag, that's the new movement for crossing over.
Yes, sir.
This season, it always comes to me around this time. Remember last year was I will do better now. Can I stay? Anybody else dial one?
Thank you.
Minister Rodriguez, thank you for joining us here on Exalted Jesus with Minister Sir Ryan Davis and Minister Terry.
Praise Jesus.
No, preach Jesus.
Hello, praise Jesus. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah, preach Jesus.
Amen. That word was a perfect word for today. You know, it really hit me real quick. I was going to, it's been on my mind all day, and share this. And with, what was the name? Sister Wanda. They just got on. And any other listener that might be on, because this is what the Lord is really, and obviously he's sharing it with all his people right now, you know, is the changing of the mind. There's a way that we pattern ourselves to start thinking. And God has really been talking to me and saying, there is a way that seems right unto man, but in the end, his ways is the way that lead to death. And I didn't understand what he meant. I was like, what does this mean, Lord? And this is when I first got into the Word of God. And he said, we adopt this way of thinking, and we think that it's right, even when we become into the in the household of faith, and we gain this way of thinking. But I want to share this with the Sister Wanda and anybody else, like I said, that may be having issues or going through these battles. And it's out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I remember the reason why I said this has been on my mind. I remember when I first went to prison, I was 18 years old, and when I walked in there, there's a way that dudes, you know, would do their time, and they would, some guys would take a young man like myself and use it and try to take advantage for whatever reason they want, and then there's some guys that would use it to take advantage, you know, for their own glorifying or self-edification. But in my case, there was an individual. And they called him a dang fool, but, you know, they didn't call him dang. You know, and he, worse than them calling him that, he answered to it. You know, that was his name, dang fool. And this particular guy, he had been through a lot. He had a rough life, man. But one thing about him, he wasn't really that much of a fool. You know, he was foolish from, you know, from a certain standpoint. But he took me up under his wing, and what happened was I went to what was known as the weight pile, you know, and lift weights. And I never touched weights in my life. I wasn't no street dude. And I remember them putting the two plates on the weights. And I was trying to pick it up, and I couldn't get it up for nothing. And I was like, hurry up, please, just get it off. Just get it off. I can't pick it up. And everybody laughed, ha, ha, ha. Well, this dang fool, he took me up under his wing, and he had been shot and paralyzed. And they told this dude he'd never walk again. But he would go down there and work out. He'd wear like a Big Ben jacket all year round, keep a cup of coffee, and wear a toboggan all year round. I don't care what, how hot it was outside. And people was like, he's a fool, you know. But he came to me and he said, man, listen, do you want to work out? I was like, yeah, I'm going to work out like everybody else. He said, you're going to work out for the same, you know, most people work out to have a, what they call a bedroom body. Like, yeah, I want a bedroom body. Well, the dude unbuttoned his jacket one day. And I don't know if anybody ever watched Simpsons back in the days. There was a janitor on the Simpsons. He'd rip his shirt off, and he was shredded up under his, you know, up under his janitor uniform. And that's what this old man did. He ripped his jacket off and showed me. I was like, good Lord. He's like, this is what you look like, you know what I mean, if you do what I tell you. I was like, okay. So he took me down to the weight pile when nobody else was there. And not only did he put the two big plates, he put two more big plates on there. And I said, who is that for? He said, that's for you. I said, I can't lift that. And he said, just get up under. I said, I can't. You just saw I couldn't even pick up the two plates. And you wouldn't pick up four? He said, you're right.
Jesus.
He said, you're not going to pick it up because you already said you can't. Now, he said, I want you to go over here, stand in this corner, and tell yourself you can. He said, do you? I said, no, that ain't going to work. He said, listen, and this was a penitentiary saying, it's mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. He said, do you believe me? I said, not really, but I'll go over and do it just because you said it. He said, I went in the corner. He said, tell yourself you can do it. I said, I can do it. He said, no, you ain't even convincing me, so I know you ain't convincing yourself. Tell yourself you can do it. And he just had me over there for however long it took, and I kept telling myself. He said, and he was like really getting me hyped up, as they say, you know, when you get hyped up. Say it again. And I said, I can do it. Say it again. I said, I can do it. He said, mean it. I said, I can do it. He said, ain't nobody else watching. Nobody cares. Say it. And I kept saying it. And he said, convince yourself that you can do it. And I convinced myself, and I kept saying, I can do it. I can do it. And he said, now get up under there and pick it up. And I got up under there, and I'm telling you, I couldn't pick up the two plates, but here I was picking up the four plates. And it was a struggle, but I got the four plates up, and I put it back in the rack, and he looked at me, and this when he told me, he said, it's mind over matter. Of course, I didn't know Jesus at that time. But when it came time for me to get into the Word of God, that was a scripture that God put in my heart and told me to hold it. He said, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Glory to God.
And I knew immediately what that meant because I went back to my life before.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And God said, everything that everybody else has told you about Jesus,
hallelujah,
everything you think you know about Jesus,
thank
everything
God
you've heard, everything you believe, I want you to stop. I want
thank
you to
God
take it away, and we're going to start with a blank sheet. And God started me with a blank sheet of paper, and he started revealing who Jesus truly was, and he gave me a brand new mind. So I want to tell you that your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're spiritual by the pulling down of strongholds. And I want to encourage you that if you think anytime we open this book, anytime we get into this word, we better go with that same mindset that we know nothing about Jesus, and he will start to reveal himself. May Jesus
right
add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Ah, glory.
Hey!
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Virginia
woo,
Valentine,
thank you,
you're live on Exalted Jesus.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
All things new.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, praise the Lord. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus.
Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus.
Preach Jesus. Good evening, everyone.
Sir Ryan, send me that design.
Jesus.
Shirt.
Good evening, Minister Sir Ryan, Minister Rodriguez, and Minister Terry, and man of God, good evening.
I know you did.
Oh, I'm so old. Oh, God, I don't know what to say. God is good. Amen.
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 I say God is good. Amen.
Hey, can somebody pray for my throat? I need somebody to pray for my vocal cord.
Uh-huh.
I was under attack yesterday. I would call it like
oh,
it
God
is. I was under
I
attack
can,
on my vocal cords yesterday. Because,
oh,
you know,
Jesus.
I was singing like an angel. And all of a sudden, the enemy just came. It just, I need somebody to pray over these vocal cords right now in the name
yeah
of Jesus. All right. Thank
oh,
you.
Jesus.
Thank you. I received it in the spirit. I'm healed.
You already healed, man of God.
I'm healed. Thank you. No, I heard
hallelujah
somebody praying in the spirit.
You are healed.
Yes, sir.
It's done. Thank
you.
You
are healed.
Whoever that was. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. I have
go ahead, woman of God.
Like oh,
Janaba.
Oh,
spirit.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
I could hear you, Minister Sarai. You was praying for Pastor Sister. And you was praying for lupus. And I would like to say something about that word lupus. I met a young lady in a church that I used to fellowship at.
Uh-huh.
She said she didn't want to go to anybody in the church. She didn't even go to the pastor. Y'all know what happened? She came to me. She said, the Lord told me to tell you to pray for me, and I need to come by your house. I need
that's
you to
right
pray for me, woman of God, because I have lupus.
And I said, okay, oh, Jesus. She came by my house. And I prayed for this sister for lupus. We prayed, and when I looked, she was on the floor.
Yes, Lord.
God healed her, and he delivered her, and he set her free. Lupus is not of God.
That's right.
Lupus
right.
is not of God.
Right.
The Bible says sickness and disease originates from the devil.
Yes,
and, Lord. Oh, Jesus, the Bible says sickness and disease originates from the devil. God wants us healed, and the enemy wants us sick. And I want to share a scripture with you all today. Look in your Bible at Acts 10:38. That's Acts 10:38. Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It say, hey, Jesus. It say, how God, listen at this, saint. How God.
Anointed Jesus.
Do y'all have it? I hear some pages turning. Acts 10:38. How God.
I think two of us already know it.
Right.
Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost
and the Holy
with
Ghost
power.
And with power.
And, isn't that word an and? And is a conjunction word, and.
We are.
Yes. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who? Who went about doing good and healing all, not some, underline the word all, and all that was oppressed of the devil.
Kandarobosha. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, for God was with him.
Hallelujah.
And if
Hallelujah.
God went about doing good, listen up, me say to God. If God went about doing good, we can go about doing good too. And laying our hands on the sick, and the Bible say they shall recover. The Bible say they shall recover. Let me share something. Christian, don't be demon possessed. And we could be oppressed, or we could be depressed, but not demon-possessed. If God went about doing good, we could go about doing good, too. And he was all that was oppressed of the devil because God was with him, and God would be with us, too. Amen? Let me share this. Healing is for all. Healing is for all. You know why? Hey, Jesus. Jesus paid a price on Calvary.
Yes,
according to Isaiah 53:5, it says, but he was wounded, talking about Jesus, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised
Amen.
For our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Upon him. And with this what? And with the stripes, we are healed. We are healed. Do you know every stripe that Jesus took upon his back, that his flesh was torn from his body? Those are the stripes that we are healed by.
That's right.
We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Let me tell y'all this. Tell you all. That if it wasn't for Jesus, hear somebody. If it wasn't for Jesus, y'all better hear me.
We all better all
testify.
We better all testify.
Hey, but if it wasn't for Jesus.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Where would
somebody
I
say
be?
That with me.
If Hallelujah.
It wasn't for Jesus. If it
if
wasn't,
it wasn't
for,
Jesus.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
I'm to the point,
Jesus.
Every time you say his name, you make me want to get in. If you call his name, I'm going to dance.
Jesus.
If you call his name, I'm going to shout.
Man,
if you call his name,
Jesus.
I'm going to worship. If you call his name, I'm going to preach. You better watch out.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
And I want to say something here.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Do that. Go
Hello?
Ahead, Minister Sarai.
I got to say this, what the Lord was giving me while you were speaking about Isaiah 53:5. And it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Understand what that says. We often in the church say, by his stripes, I am healed, meaning I got to put forth something to receive it when we say by. But here it says with his stripes. In other words, every time they put a lick on his back, that was healing going forth before you even was sick. He already was taking it for you. Way back yonder, he was doing it back before. This was 2,000 years ago, before any of us that are listening was born. He was taking those stripes with his, every lick. He was saying, yes, God, I'll heal him. Yes, God, I'll heal lupus. Yes, God, I'll heal cancer. Yes, God, I'll heal HIV. Yes, God, I will heal mental illnesses. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. With his stripes, he was taking those stripes for our healing. It was in his mind and in his heart at that time. That's what he put on a body for the suffering of death. And the Bible says he condemned sin in the flesh. So his flesh was there to condemn the sin and the effects of it. Hallelujah. I'm done.
I'm just going to say this. Y'all going to start some stuff tonight. Y'all need to quit this discussion. Because, yes, Jesus said, by his stripes, you are healed. But don't you know it takes something from you to initiate the healing?
Belief.
I was saying this all up in Compton the other day. I said, yeah, that Jesus said that you're by his stripes you are healed, but by what additive of yours makes you healed?
It's faith. John 11:4.
Faith. You better believe it. If you don't believe it, you can't receive it. Jesus has already done it for you. But it's time for your faith to come in place. Watch this in Matthew 17. Go ahead. Hello?
Yes.
By your faith, you are healed. I'm not going to go there because I was about to mini preach. Anybody else need prayer? Anybody else need anything you'd like to say? Dial 1. Other than that, Minister Sarine, go ahead and pray us out of here. God bless you, man.
Hey, man, I think there was somebody that had something. Go ahead. Let the Lord use you.
I'm going to leave it alone. I got something. Y'all going to hear it all week.
There was another voice
y'all
I heard.
Hear it all week. Huh?
There was another person on the line that was getting ready to speak up, but they held their peace. Well, John 11:40.
That had to be me because everybody else, that had to be me because my voice is changing a little bit right now. That had to be me because everybody else is muted. So, like I said, you'll hear everything. I got a whole week to discuss the next level. So, we're good. We're good. Pray us out here.
I'm going to pray us out, but I'm going to leave with the scripture. John 11:4. Jesus spoke and told them, and he said this. He said, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now skip down to the 40th verse. We're talking about Lazarus when he was sick and he did die. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? That's our additive, but it's already done. Jesus spoke before he talked to them about their faith. He spoke to them what it was before he talked to them about their belief. Father God, I thank you that your word, you sent your word and you healed us. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your power. It is all you and none of us, Lord God. But Father, we are the recipients of the blessing, and you are the author and finisher of our faith. God, do not let our faith falter. Do not let doubt enter our spirit. Do not allow us to fall into a place of unbelief, Lord God, and lose what you have already purchased for us. But Father God, I thank you that you are already glorified, but we yield to give you more glory with our words and our praise, with our hearts and our lives, Lord God. And we ask that you will flow with us and teach us how to flow in you correctly and fully at all times, Lord God, that we will be ushered into all truth. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you for the diminishing of unbelief. And Lord, I ask that you would protect everyone that is represented on this line today. Protect us, Lord God, as we are in perilous times. Protect our minds, our spirits, our souls, our bodies. Protect our families, our assets. And Lord God, just lead us to greater pastures. In the name of Jesus Christ, I praise you. Amen. Thank you for listening, family. God bless you.
I don't want to sing the latest song. I don't want to percolate the crowd. I just want to make you smile. I don't care who thinks I'm right or wrong. I don't care who tries to calm me down. I just want to praise you. You cover me in the midst of it all. You love me. You gave me another chance. You saw my needs. When others saw my faults, you forgave me. Listen for my name. They don't have to walk me down the aisle. I just wanna make you proud. Should I make the Hall of Fame? Or they save a special seat? I just hope that you'll be pleased. You cover me in the midst of it all. You love me, gave me another chance. You rescued me. I was going to fall. You saved me. So in my life, glorify, yeah. You get the glory, you get the praise, you take the honor. I just want to say, you get the glory,
you get the
glory,
you
get the praise, take all of the honor. I just want to say,
you get the glory,
I want you to get the
praise,
you take the
honor.
I just want to say,
glory.
Father, you get the praise.
You take the
honor.